Imagine that you have a friend that is extremely critical and keeps on pointing out at the other's flaws or mistakes. That must be absolutely annoying and harsh, and this person wouldn't be nice to have around. Well, little do you know that you are this person to yourself sometimes. And by being extremely self-critical in a non-constructive manner, you are being the bully to yourself. Remember that the words that you wouldn't tell to someone you love, don't say them to yourself. Don't. We have a course of thoughts and opinions about ourselves. How we look like, what we do, our achievements, our failures, and everything else. Our minds were created to nourish, not to destroy. But we still intentionally choose to destroy ourselves by addressing ourselves negatively. As it is crucial and wise to be self-aware of our mistakes and missteps, we can tackle these and perceive them as lessons to move on to being a better person. Yet, we decide to degrade ourselves and disrespect our capabilities and efforts by putting ourselves down constantly. Our confidence is self-made, and we are responsible to gather ourselves and not do the exact opposite. Our inner critique is behaving as such to protect us from failure and rejection. It is perhaps the feeling of loss or embarrassment that we don't fancy going through. Befriending this inner voice is the way to evaluate our actions and correct them, and not address ourselves with brutal means. Always listening to the negative thoughts that casually find place in our brains can lead us to becoming used to the stream of demotivating chatter, and we start believing that this is our truth. Meanwhile, it is just a creation of our protection system. This inner critique can become venomous, and we transform into criminals, ending our own happiness and reality with a cloudy description of our reality. Shutting up the negative voice doesn't mean becoming blinded by our mistakes or actions that we need to reconsider, revise, and better. It just means that we are shutting down the unreal negativity that keeps speaking in our minds and listening to our healthy selves that will correct themselves when acted wrong, in order to give space to the true opinions we want to give ourselves. We need to shut up the negative voice. And following this, I will give you steps to befriend your inner voices and train your brain to become a healthy friend. Notice the voice, notice the words and daily put downs you use with yourself, and explore where they come from. Pinpoint the source. Next up, challenge this voice. Challenge it by asking yourself, is this a true statement? Is it my own thought, or did I get it from someone else? Is the thought helping me and serving me well? Later, fight back. Get out a pen and paper and write down 20 counter arguments to the negative voice. Keep this list as a reminder why you are a wonderful person and why all of the negative thoughts aren't valid. Finally, you can take action. What you can do today that is showing up for you. Take one step closer to a goal and include little gestures to treat yourself. Don't overcomplicate life, as the inner critique loves to turn things into a big deal. You know better than the voice. Just take the step. Your inner critique is not your conscience. Take action and prove this negative voice wrong.